Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever time of the day it is when you're listening. So, here we go. Do you know, in Aliens World, nothing goes to plan. Nothing goes smoothly. So, I put a post out. Obviously, I didn't do a podcast last week. I did say the week before that I wasn't sure if I was going to be doing it every week, every fortnight, or ad hoc at the minute, because we're still building ourselves up here. So, I put a post out this morning. I'm like, oh, it's recording day, there'll be a podcast out 7 o'clock tonight. Oh, excited. Guess what happened? Aileen ended up with a sickness bug. So this is still Wednesday the 4th of June. I am still recording, so I may have to pause every now and again. Now that's dedication. That is commitment. High five to Aileen. It might be late by like half an hour or something, but we're here, we're recording, and we're getting it out there. Yes, I'm sitting on my couch again this week doing it. Yes, I feel like a bag of... But that's okay. We're all, because once I've recorded, edited, and put it out there, I'll just lie down and go to sleep. It's as simple as that. Self-care, priorities, and all that jazz, you know? So, how is everyone? Are we all doing well? Are we all getting excited? I know in the UK, kids are stopping, in Scotland they'll be stopping for the summer holidays at the end of this month. I think in England it's July at some point, is it the middle of July? Something like that. And I know Turkey is in a couple of weeks. I only know that because Danielle's over there. What about your kids? Are they do any holidays? Because I know, here we go, not good with geography, but I think America, are you starting for summer holidays now? Still, you have had your summer holidays, you just calm down. Are you getting your winter holidays now? I don't know what season you are in. You had summer. Are you in autumn? Are you in winter? I don't know. Yeah, I'm not good with that malarkey. Anyway, wherever you are in the world, I hope if you are due summer holidays with the kids that they all go smoothly and they don't fight too much and they don't cry too much and you all just have a happy time. The other thing as well is it's expensive, isn't it, the school holidays, and I don't just mean like going on holiday because obviously not all of us can afford to go on holiday, but the buying the extra foods and snacks and everything else in, and then the kids wanting to do things, or you want to do things with the kids because you don't want them to get bored, or you don't want them just... I mean, the UK anyway, the weather's never great. We had fantastic weather for about 2 weeks. Now we have high winds and torrential rain. Yay, go us. I was talking to a couple of people about this actually, about... Was it my daddy was talking to about it first? No, I don't know who I was talking to. I was talking to somebody and I was talking to a couple of friends about it. I genuinely think the UK, more Scotland than other parts of the UK, I think we've got to be the only place that doesn't get an actual summer. There's obviously the running joke, and if you're outside the UK or certain parts of the world, you might not have heard this joke, but especially in Scotland, again, because we get the worst weather out of the whole UK, we can have four seasons in one day. We could wake up and the sun's splitting the skies, but then 10 minutes later it's raining, then it's snowing, then we've got high winds, and oh look, sunshine again, let's get the washing out. It's crazy. I wasn't even going to talk about the weather today, and that's, in my opinion, that's a boring topic. That's one of the topics you have with your taxi driver, isn't it? Oh, nice day of the day, going holiday soon. You been busy? Taxi drivers and hairdressers. I used to be a hairdresser, by the way, so nothing. I don't mean that slanderous. And I worked in a taxi office. I wasn't actually a taxi driver. I was the one answering the phone saying, hi, where are you going? Where are you? Where are you going? What's your name? Make your way outside. I was a lot nicer than that. That was just a wee rough rundown. But yeah. So what we're talking about today, well actually, what have we done in the last 2 weeks? What have you done in the last 2 weeks? The last 2 weeks I have, well, when was 2 weeks ago? I don't know. My son had his last exam. Did I tell you about that already? Has that already happened? No, maybe, don't know. My car broke down. We knew it was going to break down. We've known it's going to break down since October. Some of yous may know, some of yous may not know. My son is a mechanic. Has been a mechanic for 8 years. Well, that's a bit of a lie. He started college 8 years ago. Done a year at college and then done his apprenticeship. But he is a fully qualified mechanic. He also knew my car was going to break down. He also knew exactly what was wrong with it because he's already had it in his work looking at it. He knew what he had to do to fix it. We're in June. It's not fixed yet. Well, it wasn't fixed at that point. So we were driving back. It's my clutch. We were driving back from the exam and I could feel my clutch going spongy, and I'm saying to my youngest, my clutch is going to go. My car, it's going to go, just get me home, because I was literally like 3 minutes away from the house. And I'm like, let me get home. I don't care what happens after that. So that was a Friday. My dad came over that night because it was his birthday. And we were sitting laughing because my dad's like, oh, that's you, I've been a fully qualified mechanic for however long and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, you can fix all our cars. And I went, hey, hold on, hold up, wait a minute. Because I have been waiting since October. Actually, it could have potentially been September. Because I was worried it was going to fail its MOT because of it. My MOT's at the start of October. But it didn't. So it could have been September we've been waiting since. Oh, that's nearly a year. I said, and he's not fixed that yet. And everybody laughed. I mean, I did laugh as well. But the next day, I went to go and take my mum to the shops. Goes in my car, turns the car on, goes to go into gear, and the clutch pedal just hit the floor. As in, I know you put it to the floor anyway, right? But I mean, it just, like, you just had to look at it. And do you know that way it would have swung if you let it? And it wouldn't go into gear. So I phoned my son at work. That might have been 3 weeks ago, actually. So I've maybe already told you this story. But I'll tell you again. Phoned my son at work and I'm like, clutch is gone. Are you sure? No, I was just kidding. Yes, I'm sure. My clutch is gone. He's like, oh, just pump it up a couple of times. Because that did work the last time, to be fair. And I'm like, right, okay. And I'm going, gotta pump it up. You wanna pump it up. I'm sitting, doing a full workout, trying to, as if I was pumping up a tyre with this clutch. And did it work? No. How long did my car sit for? Roughly a week. 2 weeks. Then he fixed it. He was going to take it in. Well, he wasn't going to take it in his work. I was going to get it towed into his work, and he was going to fix it. But then they had training on different things, so it was just never. And then he had then he had 2 weeks off. So yeah, it would have been 3 weeks. So then he had 2 weeks off, and at the end of his first week, he what did he do? He fixed it. And I was like, "Oh, thank you kindly, sir." So when he fixed it, I said, "Is that it? Fixed, or is it just fixed?" And he said, "Oh, you'll soon find it." And I said, "Right, okay, my next question is, am I going to die?" He went, "Oh, you'll find that one out too." Just in case anybody doesn't see the funny side of that, we have quite dry, dark, sick sense of humour in this house. So we're always talking about dying and things. Not in a nasty way, just things like, how much is it I'm getting on your when you die? And I'm like, at the minute, nothing. If you don't fix my car, because you'll be in jail. I'll be telling them, you done it. Who said being a parent was great fun? I mean, I don't know that anybody actually ever said that, but if you did, don't believe you. Unless you've got a little happy child who just kisses you and cuddles you all the time and tells you that they love you. My oldest son isn't like that. He's not a bad child, don't forget it that way. He's never been in trouble or anything like that. But he's not affectionate. His way of affection is to say, when are you going to die? That's him telling you he loves you because he's concerned that you're going to die. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's been my encounter for the last few weeks. Then, like I said, I've been trying to get back to work. I've been working on my website again. I've added on some, everybody calls it something different, memberships, stroke subscriptions, packages, different things, block bookings, for my business side of it. And this week I've been working on adding on for the counselling and the life coaching. So if you are interested in counselling and life coaching and you know that you're going to need more than two appointments, then the block bookings do save you some money. I know you're paying a bit more up front, but in the long term it does save you a bit of money. So yeah, I'm also going to be doing a lot more group sessions, and again they'll save you money because they'll be on Zoom mostly. I may do some in person. I have a few other things that I've got up my sleeve, but I'm not giving any details out about them yet because I've not finished sitting thinking about how we're going about it. What else has been happening? I went to go and see a house yesterday. I bet you are all sick of hearing me saying that, aren't you? So I've got the application form sitting on my desk. I need to fill that out and email it back. What else has happened? I think that's really it. I've been trying to be dealing with some personal stuff. Yeah. And we're just trying to get the youngest sorted for college and things like that now. So we've had a few meetings with college and different things. For anybody that doesn't know, my youngest, he is autistic, so we do need to have meetings beforehand because he needs a bit of extra support. But to be fair, the amount of support that's on offer at the colleges compared to the schools, oh my god, I don't know why we never, well, we all know I wanted him to leave school a lot earlier than he has done. But the only reason he hasn't is because he didn't find a college course before now that he wanted to do, plus he wasn't quite ready emotionally or mentally. And now's the right time, and thank god, because there's no more years left at school. He can't go on for any more years. That's it, school's done. No more. Although he hates school anyway, because they haven't been the school he's at now, or was at. They've been, if I was to say, the most unsupportive school I've ever bloody known. Excuse my French. That would be an understatement. They really haven't. One teacher, I would say, has been great with them, but support as a whole, nah. I'm glad he's leaving. And I feel as if I'm a broken record because I don't know how many times I've said that way. Every time somebody says to me, oh, is he glad he's left school? How are you feeling about him leaving school? And then I go off on a tangent I'm like, that typical like protective mother, isn't it? Or protective parent, where you know your child hasn't been getting what they should be getting, their needs haven't been met, so you're like, anyway, let's not do that today. So what have you all been up to? I hope wherever you are, the weather's been better than what we've had for the last week or so. I'm raging, I can't get my washing out, I can't get my grass cut. I mean, it takes me about 2 days to cut up my grass anyway, and it's not because I've got a big garden, don't get me wrong. It's because I end up in so much pain trying to cut it. I have to keep starting and starting. And then I get halfway through and I shout the older one out and I'm like, can you come and help me cut this grass, please? I'm so sore. And he's like, oh my God, why do you do this? I think he just, if he could like take my voice box out, he would. He's like, I'm going to just leave me. I'm watching a motorbike race, or I'm watching whatever. So yes. Anybody in AF1, I know this is like completely off topic and nothing to do with this podcast, right? But I'm a big F1 supporter. My son, we're both into motorsports. We love all motorsports, but his preference is motorbikes, and I love F1. But who watched the race at the weekend? Mr. Verstappen, yes. Did you see it? Oh, I was shouting at the telly. To be fair, when it comes to him, I'm always shouting at the telly, and it's never nice. Not that I say bad things to him, I don't mean it like that, but yeah, I get a bit hot and, not hot and bothered in the way that you think. I get a bit agitated at the way he always blames everybody else. Anyway, we'll not talk about that because I could go on all day. I could go on the full podcast talking about that. But what are we going to talk about today? Well, how do you prioritise yourself? How do you make sure that your needs have been met? How do you ensure that you've got the right people round about you? And you're taking care of yourself and you're letting others take care of you. I don't want to say, especially if you live on your own, if you're a single person or if you're a single parent, lone parent, whatever. I don't want to say it's just us, because I'm single and I'm also a lone parent. I don't know that it's just us. I think it's just dependent on your personality. Where if somebody tries to help you or offers you help, you're like, no, it's all right, I can do it. But we need to stop doing that. That's how we end up with not enough hours in the day. That's how we end up with no time for ourselves, because we're too busy saying, no, it's all right, I'll do that myself. And when that person's helping you, it could then free up time later in the day for you to do something for you. Comprende? Erin's been telling everybody she's bilingual. I can count to five or something like that in Spanish. I can say hello in Spanish and I can say thank you in Spanish. I can count, I think, to maybe 100, if I'm lucky, in French. And I can say a few sentences in French. And I can say hello in German. And I can speak pretty decent English, more Scottish. So, technically, I'm bilingual. Because how many languages... How much of a particular language or each individual language do you need to be able to speak to be considered as being bilingual? My ex used to laugh at me every time I said that. I'm bilingual. Alright. Off on one again. Taking care of yourself, letting other people help would be a very good start, because how many times have we said there's not enough hours in the day, or we're exhausted at the end of the day? And then if you sit and think back and go, my husband offered to go to the shops to get the dinner in, or my husband offered to cook, or my mum said, why don't you all come over for dinner? And we went, no, it's alright, it's fine, I'll sort it. You know? I mean, I don't know the last time I did. This isn't a pity party, I don't mean it like that. I don't know the last time anybody ever invited me over for dinner. I don't mean it. Oh, poor me, I don't feel well. Not well. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding, I'm actually not well, but that's not... goodness. Right, this isn't going very well, is it? So, taking care of ourselves, prioritising ourselves, sometimes you need to prioritise you to then, down the line, be able to prioritise others, and that includes your children, that includes your partner, that includes your parents, your friends, your whoever you're close to that you like to try and help, you like to spend time with, or that you need to help, or you need to spend time with. It can also include your work, because if you end up, like moi, being an absolute nugget, if you don't know what that means, right, and I'll tell you. I think I explained on the last podcast that I ended up with complete burnout. Like, I could not keep my eyes open, I couldn't do anything. My mental health was so low, it was really in the gutters for a few months. And it's because I'm a very independent woman, and I'm very much, I'll do that and I'll do that. And I do have a lot that I'm doing at the minute as well, to be fair. Outside work and outside my home, trying to help others, and then the trying to find a new house, I think that's really got to me as well. So sometimes you do need to take a couple of eggs out your basket and put them into somebody else's basket who's got no eggs in it, or very little. So if you do have a partner and they're offering to make dinner, let them. If you have a partner and they're offering to go for the shopping or pick the kids up from school, let them. If you've got a friend and you're a lone parent and they're offering to take the kids overnight for you to let you get a full night's sleep or whatever else, listen, grab that opportunity with both hands, because you never know when you're going to get it again. But as well, it's not just about letting people help and accepting help, it's also being able to say no. Being able to say to somebody, actually, no, I don't want to do that, or actually, no, I don't agree with what you're saying. That's prioritising you and your feelings and your thoughts, because your thoughts are valid, your feelings are valid. So you, that's another way to prioritise yourself. Make sure that your feelings and your thoughts and your emotions are heard and seen. You can't just go along with what everybody else wants to do and what everybody else says and agree, because at some point, then you lose your own thought process. Then you lose your own who am I, because you're turning into somebody else. You're morphing into the person that you're allowing them to tell you everything that you should be doing and shouldn't be doing. And it's obviously, we all know it's very common in certain types of relationships. That's done intentionally though, but sometimes it's done unintentionally. It's just because we feel as if it's easier just to say yes. It's easier just to agree and just go along with it. And I don't just mean within relationships. It can happen at school, at college, at university. It can happen at work. It can happen, say for example, you're volunteering somewhere. It can happen in all these places where you don't want to kind of rock the boat by saying no, or by saying, well, actually, I think we should try this or we should do this, because you're worried that others won't agree. But then what if you give your opinion or your thought and they go, do you know what? I never actually thought of it that way. And they go, you're right. And also, it means that, sorry, I keep pausing because I keep thinking I hear somebody chatting the door. But it also means that you start getting used to saying how you feel as well, and sometimes defending yourself or defending your thoughts, or sometimes it's just about, it's not about getting your own way, it's just about, again, prioritising yourself and your thoughts and ensuring that you continue to think for yourself and speak for yourself, and not letting others speak for you and saying, well, actually, I know we said that it was only going to be a 4-day week, but this week it's going to be a 5-day week and you've got no option in that. But then, what if you need to get childcare? What if you've got an appointment that day because that's your day off and they decide the night before that? So you're well within your rights to turn around and say, well, actually, no, I don't agree. You can't just do that to me. Or if your partner is saying something here we go again, alienating our phone. Your partner might be saying something that you don't agree with. You, again, you're within your rights to disagree. Just prioritise yourself. And if there's something, you're well within your rights to tell your partner that you don't agree with something. Because again, if you continue to just keep being saying yes and just agreeing with what your partner says, then you've got a few different outcomes. One, they'll get so used to just making a decision for you, and when you decide to start making a decision, they'll be like, what are you piping up for? And two, they can get tired of making decisions all the time as well. They don't want to be making everything, all the decisions. I mean, I've got a cheek because I'm the worst decision maker there is. I like somebody else to make decisions, especially when it comes to making dinner. Like in my house, we've got that many different issues when it comes to making dinner. So I've got one child that's gluten intolerant, I've got one child with sensory issues, I've got one child, I mean I've only got two children, so bear in mind these other two same children I'm talking about. I've got a child who, because he's sensory issues, he's very fussy, and everything needs to look exactly the same as it did the time before. And then also certain foods can't go with other foods and blah blah blah. And then you've got another one who is sometimes, he just wants something quick, and then other times he wants like a super healthy meal, and you're like, hello. And then you've got the issue where you buy certain foods in because people are eating it so much, and then you keep buying it, and then they decide, do you know what, I think we'll just not eat that this week and we'll just let it go. Oh, telling you. So prioritise yourself, prioritise your thoughts, prioritise your emotions, your feelings, and make sure they're heard and they're seen. Also, self-care and self-love. I talk about this quite a lot, not just on the podcast, but also to my clients. Self-care and self-love. So self-love is something we all need to do, because if we can't love ourselves, how can we love others? And that includes your children. That includes, how can you expect somebody else to love you if you don't love yourself? Because what you're giving off, you're going to get back. So if somebody sees that you're not 100% loving yourself, or not 50% loving yourself, they're not going to care how they treat you, because they can see how you're treating yourself. You will now and again get somebody who is absolutely amazing, and they'll come in and they'll see that you're not treating yourself the way you should be, and you've not been treated in the past the way you should be, and they'll completely build you up, and that's amazing. But there's not enough of the people out there. So what can you do to love yourself? You have to be happy within, again, your thought process. You have to be happy with the way you're portraying yourself to others. You have to be happy potentially in the job you're in, the relationship you're in, how you look, how you feel. And I'm not saying how you look, you have to change the way you look because you don't feel, but it's about how do you look at yourself in the mirror and get to a point where you love yourself. And it's not that whole, oh my god, I love myself, and you're like quite icky. It's the love yourself to a point where you're treating yourself right so that others also treat you right. And if you don't know how to do that, then there's ways we can help, and there's a process we can go through to help you. So if you are that person who's unsure, contact myself. We can talk through. It might be just I give you a few tips. It might be you want to book in with myself, or you want to book in with somebody else. Listen, nothing's set in stone. Self-care. Self-care is all about doing something for yourself. So spending time on your own, having a bath, going to the movies, solo trips. It can even be going out for a night out with your friends. It could be going for a date night with your partner or a potential new partner. It's as long as you make that decision and you're doing that for you and not for others, that's self-care. If it means leaving a relationship because it is a certain type of relationship, that's self-care. If you decide you want to go into further education because you want a career, that's self-care. leaving a job, to get a better job, to do a job that you love, to get a promotion. Again, that's self-care. You're taking care of your needs. And again, there's lots of different ways that we can get you to a point where you're confident enough to ensure self-care is part of your daily, weekly, monthly, however often it may be, routine. We don't say you have to do it every day. We don't even say you have to do it every week. But on a regular, semi-regular basis, ensure you're taking care of yourself. Because listen, life's busy, life's hectic, and life's hard. So you can't always say that, oh, do you know what, I'll put away half an hour for sitting reading a book. You might be able to do it. Not everybody can, because we've got children, we've got maybe parents that are elderly, we've maybe a partner that's unwell. There's loads of things that can be going on in life. People work different shifts as well, and sometimes if you work night shift, you tend to end up sleeping most of during the day, and then by the time you wake up, the kids are coming home from school, and then you're dealing with them, and then the next thing you know, it's Groundhog Day, you're back to work again. So fit some time in for you. Make sure you're keeping up relations, whether it be with family, with friends, with somebody you care about or love, relationship wise, and obviously your children. Make sure you've got a good connection with your children. And again, if you haven't got a good connection with your children, there's ways to look at why that is. You could just be sitting having a conversation with them, or you could potentially look at family counselling. Friendships and things as well, they can be hard, especially if you're working and you've got families here all at different parts of your life. But we need to make sure we're not isolating ourselves. I laughed the other day because my mum said something about this to me. Now, bearing in mind, I've only cut off two people in my life recently. Both family members, both absolute a-holes, both are toxic, and both have done horrendous things to myself and potentially affects my children. And my mum, she said it as if I'd cut off 100 people, but it wasn't. I can't even remember how we started the conversation. And she's like, I just worry that you just cut everybody off and you end up lonely. And like I said at the start of this podcast, we all have very sick, dry sense of humours. And if you've listened to this podcast in the past, we all know that I like to wind my mum up. And I'm like, listen, it's fine. She's like, no, but. And I'm like, listen, I will never be lonely because I have myself to entertain myself. And she's like, oh, see when you start this. I just laugh at her, and then she hangs up on me. But listen, it's good. It's just all hilarity. But no, I'm not lonely. I've never been lonely. I've got very good friends, and I've got friends that became family. But those two particular people will never be in my life again, or my children's life again. But it is quite funny, actually, the way she thinks sometimes, and you're like, how many people do you actually think I've cut out of my life? I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of people that have cut me out of their life. Not necessarily because I've done anything toxic to them, but just because we're different people. Everybody ends up at some point, we may go off in different directions, and you might end up coming back meeting in the middle again, and you might never see that person ever again, but that's fine, that's life. And the sooner my mother realises that, the better. I just like to wind the bobbin up. Although it's not the bobbin I'm winding up, it's wind the mother up. Wind the mother up. Oh dear. But please make sure you're prioritising yourself and making sure you're getting your needs met. I think my boys are trying to play havoc with my brain. Make sure your needs are getting met, whether it be emotionally, practically, whatever it may be. None of us are going to be happy 100% of our life, but our aim is to be as happy as we can, as much as we can. We're never going to be carefree, especially when we're adults, because there's always going to be something that we're dealing with or maybe worrying about or thinking about. But again, it's about being carefree as much as possible, as often as possible, or just not having the worries. And when you do have some worries, try and deal with them straight away. If you feel as if you need some support, ask for that help, ask for that support, whether it's from your partner, your kids, your family, your friends, a professional, your GP, your psychiatrist, psychologist, your counsellor, therapist, or even your work. If you need your work to adapt to your family needs, speak to them. There's no point in you sitting thinking, I could be doing with changing my hours or working from home or having flexi time and not saying it to your work, because they're not psychic. I know some works are a bit shitty, but some are amazing and some will be accommodating. And sometimes it's the ones that you think won't be accommodating that will. Again, if you need any advice or any support, I'm only a message away or a call away. But yeah, prioritise yourself. Make sure you're happy. When you're happy, the people round about you will feed off that happiness. And they'll be happy for you as well, as long as they want the best for you. And you can always tell when you're happy who wants the best for you, because they'll stay around. And the ones that don't stay around tend to be the ones that were maybe part of the problem. Or is it that they're not feeling happy within themselves? So then you just check in with them. And so the circle goes, like, we're just always checking in on each other. As they say in Lilo Stitch, family means nobody gets left behind. And family isn't always blood. Family can be friends. Family can be the people that you've invited into your family circle. So everybody come together, make each other happy, make each other's lives easier. And listen, the world would be so much happier if it was easy as that, but it can be if people do their part. Obviously not everybody's able to, and you'll find that a lot of people who are kind of narcissistic or whatever else, you'll find that they've had that in their life, or they've watched that in their life at some point, or something's happened to them, something traumatic has happened to them in the past, or they've witnessed something traumatic, and that's maybe why they're like that. Not always, but the majority of the time. So sometimes it's about advising them to go and get the support and the help that they need as well. Anyway, I'm going to leave that topic at that for now. I may continue it next week or the next episode, because it is quite an important one. It is, as I said, it doesn't matter how educated you are, it doesn't matter for myself, I do this for a living, and I can still fall into that trap, but we all know I've had mental health issues for over 30 years. So it's, yeah, but my thing is, I now know when I'm falling into that trap, and I usually manage to pull myself out at the right time. Just this time, I was a bit later in doing it, but I think it was just because I was so focused on trying to do my rebrand and rebuild my website, find a house and everything else. And it's one of the ones you just want everything done yesterday, because you don't want to let anybody down. I'd promised the boys a new house and it was taking longer than I thought, and then I was telling all my clients, so I'm changing everything up a wee bit and it's going to work better for you and me. So I wanted it done as quick as possible, and it just, and I'm very much all or nothing. So let's all do what we can to prioritise ourselves, look out for each other, help each other, help ourselves, and have an amazing life. Because that's all any of us want, is to be happy and healthy. I mean, I'm not feeling as healthy as sometimes I do at this precise moment in time. I'm sure it's something that'll pass by tomorrow, hopefully. What else have we got on? I don't think I've got anything planned. I've got no holidays planned this year, purely because our house is more important than a holiday this year. We want to get a house, and then hopefully next year a new car. So yeah, and it's making sure that your expectations are realistic. So I don't have this big list of a house needs to be X, Y, Z, and then the list is endless. I just need 3 bedrooms.
and a driveway. If you want to throw a garage in, absolutely fine. If not, I'll build a shed. When it comes to a car, as long as I'm not going to die, it gets me 80B, I'll take it. Just need something a wee bit bigger than the one I've got now, because my boys are like 6 foot. I mean, I'm only 5'3", right? But my boys are like 6 foot. I've only got a wee Ford. Everybody's going to call it something different, so we'll give out the different names. A Ford Ka, as I call it. Some people call it a K. I just think that just takes up too much of my energy. Just call it a Ka. Like, Ka, 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 K-A, K. It's not got a Y at the end, so it's not K. It's Ka. Listen, we could argue about this one, couldn't we? How many other words is there out there that people argue about how to say it? I'm sure there's many. Most of the names in Scotland, like, of places, because most of them aren't spelt the way they're pronounced. Because you've got this thing where, obviously, when you were at school, you were learning phonetically how to read. So you read it as you say it. That doesn't work in Scotland. And when you go to Wales, I'm not even trying to pronounce anything in Wales. If I've got anybody in Wales listening, which I haven't yet, but maybe this week might be the week, because I mentioned it, that would be my luck. I'm not slating yous. I just don't understand. There's no vowels in there. Where's the vowels? You need a vowel to make a word up. You can't just have WFSTR. I'm trying to think. I'm making sure I'm not putting any vowels in. And then another 5 W's with a V at the end. That's not a word. It's just a whole jumbled up letters. But if anybody is from Wales and does speak Welsh and would like to teach me, try. You can try. I will put it out there. I'm blonde. Very blonde. Yes. So, for the rest of this week, I will be working on my website. The plan is to have the website fully finished by the weekend. There was a section of it that should have been finished Monday gone by. Didn't happen because I had a migraine for 3 days. Why does that always happen to me? Every time I've got a plan, something to do with computers or whatever, where you need to look at a screen, I always end up with a migraine. I think it knows. It genuinely does know. And I've tried all these migraine blockers. Well, I say all these. I've tried 2 migraine blockers. The first one didn't work. The second one sent me into another planet. And I can't be having that when I've got one child that's got autism, the other one sleepwalks and ADHD. I'm not laughing at my children, but wouldn't it be my house if it was straightforward? No issues. That wouldn't work in my life. I wouldn't know how to deal with that. My life's never been straightforward. Oh, I just punched myself. So, yes, that's what I'm doing for the rest of the week. Working on the website, advertising, working, podcasts, looking for a house, and yeah. Oh, I think I'm going to go and see a venue for an upcoming project to do with work, if my car doesn't break down again. Might look at a couple of venues, I don't know. But yeah, I think that's as good as it gets. I don't think I've got much else on. Me and Danielle were supposed to be recording one of our podcasts on Monday. That never happened. And then there's been a few things happened this week, so I don't know if we'll get it done. On her side, not mine. I'm not taking the blame for it. My business podcast, the next episode of that will come out in July. Because as I said, I'm building myself back up, so I'm not throwing myself into too much of the deep end. And I'm getting organised for my son's birthday, which is next month. And that's it. My youngest is talking about setting fire to his, what do you call that, school uniform. I did say preferably wait till I get one of the bins that you burn cardboard and whatever in, because don't be doing it in a public place. Apart from anything, I do not want the police and the fire brigade at my door telling me that you've set fire to a tree or a house or an animal or something, you know? I don't need that worry in my life. So he then proceeded to tell me he was only kidding. And I said, well, I don't know when you're kidding and when you're not, because when you open your mouth, I just believe everything you say. Because that's the kind of family we are. So yeah, I think catching up with a few friends this week, life's just going very slowly. Like I said, try to deal with a couple of personal things. That's going very slowly. That's really irritating me now. Getting to the point where I'm getting bored of waiting and people getting back to me. Like, come on now. How hard is it? Just stop. Just stop your nonsense. It's what I feel like saying to some people. But that doesn't always work, does it? It's like that mummy mode. Can you just behave yourself and do as you're told? Now come on. Stop your nonsense. It's the kind of thing my mum would say to me. And then I'd pack a bag and run away to my auntie and stay there for a weekend. I used to, here's an ailing moment. I'll tell you an ailing story since we got onto that subject. So when I was a teenager, Helen, if you're listening, don't listen. When I was a teenager, I used to go and stay with my auntie every weekend, and then I'd stay basically most of the school holidays and whatever else. And whenever I was annoyed at my parents, or if I was grounded or something like that, I would pack a bag. But you know how normal people, we've established I'm not normal, right? Normal people would pack their bag, and if they plan to leave in the morning, they would hide the bag. Or they'd wait till everybody went to their bed, climb out a window or something like that, or just go out the front door and run away. Not Ailing. Ailing packed her bag and left it at the end of her bed. And then her mum would come in before she went to work in the morning, and she'd be like, what's your bag packed for? And me being half sleeping, I'd be like, oh, what are you talking about? I don't know. Or I would just say, because I'm leaving. I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. The vocals are the vocal in tonight. I'm sorry. It's because I'm not well. Did I tell you? So yeah, Ailing used to try and run away all the time. And then there was a time, here we go, we've started her. Somebody's put 50 pence in Ailing, wound her up. So then there was a time where I was grounded. I think I was grounded for, can't remember if it was 2 weeks or a month. I think it was 2 weeks. But my dad was away with the army at this point, and my gran was staying overnight because my mum was working night shift because she's a nurse. And my gran was so so easy. He just said, I promise gran I'll be back before my mum comes in. And she put that going out hen. So I'll tell you that story first, and then I've got another one about my gran. So this time my mum was on night shift, my dad was away with the army, and I said to my gran, can I just go up to my auntie's? I promise I'll come back before my mum comes into work. I don't know what time the buses start. No, I didn't realise the buses weren't on in time for me to be back in time for my mum in the morning. So I went up. I think we went camping. We did. Did we go camping or did I go and stay at Manny's? I can't remember. Manny never knew I was grounded. So we goes up, we enjoys our time and everything else. My pal was staying that night with me as well. And the next morning we gets up at like say 6 in the morning. Now my mum would have finished, I think, 8 in the morning, so she would have been home for just after 8. So we thought, up at 6, go and get the bus and everything else. Well, my mum get a taxi home, didn't she? She didn't get the bus. Oh, I get caught and I get grounded again for longer. I think that was one of the things I packed my bag to run away. And then there was another time where my mum and dad were away out for a night out, and I just presumed they wouldn't be home at like 1 in the morning or so. I don't even know what time I thought they'd be home, but anyway, I wasn't really caring because I went out, got drunk, was just stalking about the streets with my pals and having a red old time. The next thing I see is my dad swimming round the street. emergency, stop, emergency, emergency, and dragged me in the car and took me down the road, and that was me grounded again. Oh, I was a terrible teenager. But you know what? I was only terrible in their eyes, in my eyes. I was alive and saw the party. I was amazing. You'd have loved having pals with me when I was a teenager. Honestly, you would have had an absolute hoot of a time. My mum and dad wouldn't agree because whatever they said, I'd done the opposite. But listen, teenagers are supposed to do that. That's life. That's what happens. That's how you learn from your mistakes. Although I wouldn't necessarily say any of my antics were mistakes, but because I never actually done anything bad, really, apart from drink, smoke. I didn't. I swear to God, I was an angel. Charlie's angel. But I was an angel. So yes, there you go. That's a couple of stories for you to fill your time and have a laugh and make yourself feel better about your life, because if your life wasn't packing your bag every week to run away, then you'd a good life. If your children are not basing their life on me, you've got amazing child. Listen, I've never... this is why my auntie always says to me, always says to me, and this is the auntie that I used to stay with all the time, she always says to me, I don't know how you got the two boys you got, considering who you are and who you were. And I don't know how to take that, by the way. Because my boys are either the complete opposite for me. They must have got it for their dad, because they never got it for me. Maybe they did. Maybe somewhere down the line, their DNA, and in the making of my children, something happened that made their brain cells go up and turn it like her. I mean, my oldest did say that at one point. He says, I seen the states you used to get into coming back for the public. He's not talking about seeing me drunk, he's talking about the next day with the hangover, because he would state my mum's if I was the night out. It's like, I've seen the states of you. He says, that's why I don't drink. I just think that's rude. Every single night that I had was an absolute terrific time. Amazing. Fun, loving. I'd say fun, loving criminal, but I'm not a criminal. I do not have a criminal record. And I'm just fun, loving. I'm fun. And I love myself because nobody else is loving me at the minute. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that because this is going to end up a pity party again. I will try and get back on next week. If not, it will definitely be the following week. But I hope you are all enjoying whatever season you're in. Enjoying your life. Prioritise yourself. Remember that. If anybody does want to book in for any kind of counselling, life coaching, wellness coaching, business coaching, or if you just want to have a wee chat to get some advice free of charge, then you can email me at thereboot sanctuary@gmail.com, or you can get me on any of the socials, The Reboot Sanctuary, which we are on, where are we? Instagram, Facebook and TikTok. If you want to contact me, anything to do with the podcast, whether you want to be a guest, if you want me to tell your story confidentially, you can write into the podcast at rebootyourthoughtspodcast@gmail.com, or again, rebootyourthoughtspodcast on Instagram, Facebook or TikTok. If you would like to advertise on the podcast, we are listening to on many, many countries throughout the world. You can, again, email in or contact us on socials, or if you would like to sponsor the podcast, same goes. But for now, I am going to go and have a wee siesta. Well, actually I'm not. I'm going to go and edit this, get it posted for you all, and then have a wee siesta. So just everybody take care, prioritise yourself, and try and make yourselves happy. Bye bye.